All right, turn to Genesis chapter 1. Man, I got something good to tell y'all. It's 11:17. See what I can do about that 11:45 anointing. Was 11:50 or 11:51 anointing? 12:30 anointing? Say amen when you have it. Chapter 1, verse 1. I'm talking about being made in the image of God. That's an understatement, amen? Being made in the image of God, that's an understatement. Listen, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness covered the surface of the watery depths. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Amen. Now look at this. Now we know through scripture that God didn't create the stars to what, day three? Maybe what? I think day three or four, something like that. I think day three. What was the light coming from? Wasn't coming from the sun. Wasn't coming from the stars, the moon. He had no flashlight at that shine. He said, "Let there be light." And the Bible said there was light. I think it's the Young's literal. The way that scripture is actually translated, God said, "Light be," and it was. Amen. He said, "Land be," and it was. Amen. Y'all need to get a B in your vocabulary. Amen. Money be. Praise God. Peace be. Healing, you be right now in the name of Jesus. Double cheeseburger with extra mayo, you be. I wish y'all could see the look on my wife's face. She's like, "Boy." Ooh, mercy. Now listen to this now. And that was the first day. So, you know, I used to think, you know, the Bible says a day, a thousand years is as a day unto the Lord. And y'all know the scripture. Amen. And I was like, when God was creating the earth, well, maybe it was, you know, each day was a thousand years. Could have been. But, you know, the Bible says evening came and then morning came. So I wasn't there. I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? Just making an observation. But anyway, go to verse 6. Well, verse 5, he called the light day and he called the darkness night. Evening came and then morning. That was the first day. Verse 6, God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters, separating the water from the water." Listen to it now. So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse sky. Now, we got to look at this thing now. Man, the world has sold us they said there's some land, there's some beautiful beachfront property in Antarctica, and we done bought it, amen? They have sold us a bill of goods, talking about evolution and what, they don't know they wasn't there. The Bible tell us what happened. Listen to what he said. God said that he separated the waters from the water and made it an expanse. He made it sky. Now, Dr. Karl Ball, he's a Christian scientist filled with the Holy Spirit, tongue-talking, Bible-walking, Bible-believing scientist. And you know, they get into the scripture and make science match up with the scripture because that's what happened. Now, this is what happened. There was a big ball of water, and it was a big, I call it a big ball of soup. And when God separated the sky, the Bible says that there was a sky. He said water was above the sky, and then water was under the sky. Well, what happened? That was at one time, pre-flood, before the flood, there was a canopy of water that circled the world, the entire earth. And that's what filtered out all the UV rays, and the atmospheric pressure was totally different than what it was now. Now what they did to prove it out, they got some piranha, put them in a pre-flood atmospheric pressure, and put them in a lead room that would filter out all UV rays and light, got the temperature and the pressure just right, and those piranha grew 5 to 6 times bigger than a regular piranha that's out in the atmosphere today. That's why you can get in one of those hyperbolic time, you know, chambers here. That's what athletes do. And it'll pump oxygen into your body. He said he got into one and he got out. He's 70 years old. He felt like he was 20 years old. He just jumping around, moonwalking and everything and breakdancing. Because, I mean, that is close to what the atmosphere used to be here on this earth. So everything was way bigger. People wonder how in the world did Noah and his son build that big old ark? You didn't know how big Noah and his sons were, amen? Amen. That's what bothers. There was giants in the land back in them days. Yes, it was. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Why? Because the atmosphere was totally different. Totally different. Now, when the flood came, the Bible says that the fountains of the deep broke and it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Where all that rain fall from? The expanse that was the water canopy that was above the expanse. Rain flooded the earth. What they say, the water was above the mountains 20 feet. Amen. Praise God. So listen. Now watch this now. Take you somewhere. That was the second day. Verse 9. Then God said, let the water under the sky be gathered in one place and let the dry land appear. God said, land be. And it appeared. Amen. And God called the dry land earth, and he called the gathered water, he called those seas. Verse 11, God said, let the earth produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and fruit trees on the earth bearing fruit with seed, each according to their own kind. Now, there's a nugget in here. You got to understand that every seed that you plant will bear fruit after its own kind. That's a law that God put in place. When you plant a seed, it's going to bear fruit, whatever kind of seed that was. You plant a car seed, guess what kind of fruit you're going to bear? Car fruit. Amen. You plant a house seed, guess what you'll bear? House fruit, amen. You plant a money seed, come on, what you gonna bear? Money fruit, amen. Praise God. All right, verse 12, and it was so, verse 12, the earth produced vegetation and seed-bearing plants according to their own kinds. I'm gonna skip a little bit. All right, then evening came, that was the third day. Verse 14, God said, let the lights in the expanse. Now, go back to the vegetation. They said that there's almost 400 different types of species of plants in this world that they've named and you know, wrote down in a catalog. So they got 240,000 more that they got to give an official name to because they don't know if it's a nickname or they just got to figure it all out. Man, I'm telling you, the God that we serve, our God, is big and strong. We serve a big God. Oh, his power is unlimited. Boy, I'm finna tell y'all something here just in a second, praise God. He said, what verse I stop on? 14. Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse or the sky. And he separated the day from the night. They would serve as signs for festivals and for days and years. Then didn't God say he would show wonders in the heavens? Didn't we just see an eclipse? Wonders in the heavens. How many of y'all seen a shooting star? You ain't see it. Look, I got home. I was in Oxford. And it got real dark. I mean, it was like somebody was covering up the sun. It really was. I said, I know I can look at this thing and see it. So I just popped up my car. Oh my eyes, Jesus! Oh my eyes! I couldn't do it. Amen. But God said he would show wonders in the heavens. Now watch this. And it was so. God made the two great lights, the greater light to have dominion in the day and the lesser light to have dominion at night, as well as the stars. Now, this is absolutely amazing. A few years ago, scientists estimated that there was 2 to 400 billion different galaxies in the universe. Like, listen now, y'all gotta understand. They don't know. They went back there when God created the earth. They can only look so far. They got the Hubble telescope and they still discover more and more and more. Now, at that time, they said 2 to 400 billion different galaxies. Now, in each galaxy, they estimated there's 100 billion stars. Man, these numbers just get astronomical now. All right, Janelle, I want y'all to make me a slide. Make me a one with 24 zeros behind it, all right? And so I want to look at it on the screen. Now watch this. Put the commas in there. Don't mess it up, all right? But now, scientists estimate that there are almost, listen to this now, 10 trillion different galaxies. This number